Simple.
A happy holiday week to you, Mr. Joyner.
That's right. We're going into the 4th of July.
That's right.
That's right. This is the week. Jay Anthony Brown.
That's right. I'll be at Take 5 in Detroit this weekend. You're right.
Detroit?
And Spike Lee looked like Jiminy Cricket. That's just me.
He sure did.
Yeah, that was
You're right. You nailed it. He looked like Jiminy Cricket. That's right. You nailed that.
Jiminy Cricket. Yes,
it was bothering me, too. And I said,
who does he look like? What does he look like?
You nailed it, player.
Right? Jiminy Cricket, man. What an award
show. Man.
It was great, huh? Yeah.
Man.
Good.
Came on strong with Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Uh-huh. I thought she was going to slip and fall, her and Kendrick Lamar splashing all that water. I said, ooh,
Lord. They got this.
Man, how did they keep their footing and all that water? Man. They're skipping and going on.
That was cool. That was a great
That was
album.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And Anthony Anderson and Tracy with the Hamilton intro. That's a lot of production. They put the work in.
It was a lot. Especially after Beyonce. It's like, where do you go after Beyonce opened? Yeah. You know?
Okay, okay.
The only person you could have brought out after that was probably Jesus.
You know?
And not a little something about Jesus. Jesus, go ahead.
So the next best thing is Hamilton. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because when you pay for a Hamilton ticket, you go, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, you do. You absolutely do. Tickets are so hot, man.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And
the Anthony Hamilton, that was cute.
I liked it. I recognize hard work. They put a lot of work in that Hamilton opening. And I don't think they were expecting that Beyonce performance before.
Because, man.
Yeah, but that was nice. It was good.
Usher's getting a little up there, player. I mean, I ain't hating, but he's getting a little up there.
Yeah, you are. You always hating on Usher.
He's getting a little up there. Time to put a suit on. That's all.
I noticed that, too. How old is he?
I'm not saying.
Yeah, you are. You're hating.
All I'm saying, Sybil, it might be time for him to go Maxwell. You know what I'm saying?
No. Usher's just fine. Come on.
Okay.
I don't know, Sybil.
Why the hate?
No, that is hate.
Why the hate?
And everyone, and the whole show, thing was political.
Yeah,
everything was very political.
What they did was just making people understand how important this is.
This election.
They did a good job at that. They did a good job at that. And I see where. Mrs. Clinton is ahead in most of the polls now, huh?
Yep.
Way ahead.
The latest polls, yes.
Yeah, the latest polls.
Yeah.
And I really admired that they were just pushing politics and,
Jesse Williams.
Black Lives Matter. Man.
From Grey's Anatomy.
And
who was leading the fight.
What's the hate now?
Sybil, What's the latest hate?
I'm just asking a little something.
No, it's hate.
Yeah.
Can you make a speech with gum in your mouth? That's all I'm saying, Sybil.
Okay, Oprah. You really are.
I mean, that kind of stuff. Martin Luther King, chew juicy fruit, and make a speech.
Remember when Jamie Foxx was nominated for Ray, and they kept showing his picture, and he was chewing gum, and then right before his category was named, Oprah went up, and she held her hand out like a grade school teacher, said, okay, come on, before you go up there,
give me that gum.
That's exactly.
You couldn't listen to the words, you couldn't listen to the passion of his speech.
Okay.
Sybil, normally, I mean, somebody chewing gum and speaking doesn't bother me.
But it did kind of bother me,
you know.
I think it was nerves on his part.
I mean, really chewing gum, Sybil.
And so did
he all
you,
but popped it.
Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Did any of that?
Everything well, that was the problem. At, up until he really got to chewing, uh-huh. I was listening to, and then I was, man, he wearing
you're
that
right,
gum.
The only thing was missing was a bubble.
Pop!
He blown a bubble. But it was yeah, really.
But everybody was
really,
so political, and everyone was saying how important it is to vote.
To vote, right.
To register and to vote.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that I really, really, really liked about that show.
Yeah, that was a great theme
get
to
the
carry
word
throughout
out,
the
right.
show.
Get the word uh-huh. out. You're right.
Because I think what happened, and we didn't talk about it on Friday, because just everybody was talking about it, but nobody had any answers. And talking about Great Britain voting itself out of the European Union. And so people are very concerned about what this means and what this looks like in this country. And a lot of those that, and in the breakdown of the voting patterns of those, it was a lot of angry old people who voted to remove themselves, the Great Britain, from the European Union. And so that's what it looks like here in this country, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of angry old people who are following mm-hmm. along, you know, and Donald Trump's.
They want their country back.
They like, want their
you
country
guys
back.
You have it. And you own it. It's
and
yours.
So as a result, they're, you know, what the message is don't let what happened there, because now they're like, we'd like to do a do-over. We were just playing. This doesn't really work for us. Can we do something else? And so instead of, you know, going through that situation that we, you know, that they did in November for us, people are really pushing forward and saying this can happen and you have to be very vigilant and know what you're voting for and how this can change this country.
One coming up thing, at the bottom of the hour, and Melody Hobson, she's going to talk about what the British exit from the
EU
it's
means
not, it's
to,
not that EU, it's the European that,
but
Union.
That's what I'm saying. One more thing. I knew Sugar Bear was in EU and I knew Chuck Brown was in EU.
Who is he, Cousin
this.
Nardo?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
UK.
He's now the angry the Cousin EU. Nardo.
I don't, I'm just saying I don't remember, Seymour.
You don't remember this
I don't remember
person
this
person
in
the group.
This EU. This Brexit remember, guy.
I remember Sugar Bear sung
Brexit.
Doing the butt. I remember
but Brexit? Who is Brexit, huh?
You don't remember Brexit? Him as...
What song did he sing?
Lord, have mercy. Please, Lord, please.
And I know I'm not the only one.
And this is the same man who's upset with Jesse Williams and some gum in his mouth.
I just had two things, Sybil. I just had okay. two little things.
He can't figure out EU.
When was this guy Brexit?
Who
in EU?
Is Brexit? What did he play?
And when was he a member of EU?
All right, Cousin Nardo. Now
right,
we know.
Cousin Nardo.
But yeah, coming up on the TJMS this Monday morning.